Hey, I'm Nancy Wilson.
Mike Campbell.
Mark Mothersbaugh from Devo.
Hey, it's Adam from Counting Crows, and I am here giving you the story behind the song.
The story behind the song is back for season four. I'm Peter Chidi of Deep Cuts Media, and this season we're diving even deeper into some of music history's most iconic tracks with the legends who made them.
What's so beautiful about it is a lot of people connect with, you gotta live your life and don't let the big man push you down. Don't have to live like a refugee, can't keep fighting for what you believe. And that was Tom.
From the spark of inspiration to untold tales from the studio, we unlock the true stories that shape the music you love.
At the time on the radio, there was a really cool riff by Nazareth covering a Joni Mitchell song, This Flight Tonight. It had the same groove, but I think Barracuda kind of blew it out of the water.
Join us as we all sit down with music icons like Devo, Heart, Mike Campbell of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Sublime, Counting Crows, and so many more. New episodes are out now from the Consequence Podcast Network, so tune in wherever you get your podcasts and join me for the story behind the song.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Consequence Podcast Network. Borahe, Iconic Army.
Borahe.
All right. So Billboard happened recently. The Billboard Music Awards happened on May 16th. And this is actually the first year since 2017 that BTS haven't attended the Music Awards. So they were just recently in Las Vegas, and Billboard happened in Las Vegas. So I just feel like they weren't going to come back, you know.
Yeah.
They went to Las Vegas for the Grammys, and now they're about to have their comeback. So it just makes sense that they didn't go. That would have been too much. Not necessary. They've gone every year since 2017. But they still ended up getting nominated for several awards, and they ended up winning Top Duo Group, Top Song Sales Artist, and Top Selling Song with Butter.
Nice.
Yeah, so congrats to BTS on all of their wins. They're still killing it, and I just love that, you know, they got to accept these awards but didn't have to, like, feel the pressure of physically being present to receive the awards.
I mean, I feel like they have to be so busy preparing for comeback right now. They don't have time to go back to Las Vegas or to, like, even, I would think, like, film a special performance for it. Like, mm-mm. I think they're so focused on what they have to do for comeback, which is what we're talking about today.
Yes.
So welcome back. We're your hosts. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany. And this is Standing BTS,
your favorite informative fangirl podcast.
All right. Today, we're going to hang out for about an hour and talk about all of the comeback for Proof. So we've gotten a lot of, like, the concept map and a lot of other content. Haven't received all of it as of recording yet, but we're still gonna touch on a lot of what is to be expected with comeback before the release of the music video and the album.
But before we get into today's episode, we want to say thank you, Iconics, for being here and for all of your support. If you'd like to support us even further and have access to our Google Docs, our Iconic Hangouts, and our sound checks, you can do that by donating monthly to our Patreon at patreon.com/standingbts.
Or if you'd like, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/standingbtspodcast. Your support helps us to improve the quality of our content and to continue putting out bi-weekly episodes. But any type of support is super appreciated. Thank you all for being here and for listening.
Yeah, thanks so much. By the way, as a reminder, the charity of the month that we are supporting for the month of May is the World Federation for Mental Health. We mainly chose this one because this is an international organization that no matter where you live, you can feel like you're contributing for a good purpose. They were founded in 1948, and their mission is to promote the advancement of mental health awareness, prevention of mental disorders, advocacy, and best practice recovery-focused interventions worldwide. So super, super great mission there, and they want to promote public awareness around mental health and improve understanding and attitudes about mental health disorders. to support them and their endeavors and to also learn more, please go to wfmh.global/donate now, or you can find the link in the description.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. So BTS comeback, let's get into it.
Yes.
Yeah. June 10th.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming up. It's going to be here so fast.
Before we know it.
I know. I cannot wait. So Proof, they ended up announcing that Proof is an anthology album. Mm-hmm. We didn't know what to expect with Proof. Had an idea that that was going to be the title of the album, but we found out that Proof is for sure the title and that it's an anthology album made of three CDs.
Mm-hmm.
So we just want to share what our initial thoughts were on just the title and how we feel about it being an anthology.
Yeah. For me, like when I first heard the title Proof, I was like, obviously, I think the first thing people are going to think is Bulletproof. But mm-hmm. the next thought was, okay, if this is an anthology, this is like for the Western audience, for the Grammys, for whoever, this is proof of who they are, that they are like really great musicians and lyricists and producers and performers with a rich discography.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is their proof that they're not new kids on the block, right? Like
right.
they've been around since 2013 and they've released so many albums within mm-hmm. that time frame.
Right.
So it really does feel like it's the proof of their discography and just kind of their history, who yeah. they are as a group.
And I really love the concept.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thinking yeah. about it in that way.
But also I love the Bulletproof mm-hmm. proof. Love it.
Me too.
Yeah.
It's just, it feels in a lot of ways that with Proof, we're coming full circle and we are tying things back to their very first comeback, especially that it is coming out on June 10th. That was the first day that the No More Dream music video was released, June 10th, 2013. So it really feels like they are, you know, kind of reliving all of those moments from their past in this anthology.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I know that I got really excited hearing that it was an anthology just mm-hmm. because I'm such a Beatles fan too, that like the Beatles anthology is one of my favorites. Like I just like I really love all of the demos that they released on that. So I just kept thinking about that and basically getting that kind of music content from BTS.
Yeah.
And so I was really hyped about the anthology. I do know that some ARMYs though were a little disappointed just because like we were kind of anticipating a full-length album, a mm-hmm. new full-length album. But we ended up getting this like release from Big Hit, just this announcement. So I'm just going to read it. So it says, "Hello, this is Big Hit Music. After ceaselessly sprinting forward since 2013, BTS is celebrating their 9th anniversary this coming June. It is all thanks to ARMY who have sent us your unwavering love and support. This BTS anthology album that embodies the history of BTS will be released as they begin a new chapter as an artist that has been active for 9 years to look back on their past endeavors. The anthology album Proof, that consists of three CDs, includes many different tracks, including three all-new tracks that reflect the thoughts and ideas of the members on the past, present, and future of BTS. We hope that you look forward to BTS's anthology album Proof and relive the history that BTS and ARMY made together so far and will continue to make in the future to come." So even though we were like, okay, hold up, it's an anthology album, so we're going to be getting, you know, a lot of their older music,
mm-hmm.
but we are getting three new songs and, you know, a lot, I just kept thinking we're going to get like demos and stuff like
yeah.
that. And now that we've had the track list release, we'll get into it here in a bit. We found out that it's not just three new songs, it's five new songs.
Mm-hmm.
And also we're getting those demo versions that we've never heard before.
Right. Like, you know, I love a good story. So when I'm hearing that it's an anthology, I'm just wondering, what is the story that they're telling with this album, with these songs in this way this time? And it's really, I mean, like Big Hit said in this release, it's the story of their history and all of their music. And so it was really fun to speculate about what they would have on here, what these three albums would consist of. Like you said, you really love the Beatles anthology and getting never before heard things on that, mm-hmm. thinking we're going to get demos, thinking, you know, what versions are they going to mm-hmm. provide us on here?
Yeah.
Was very exciting.
Yep.
But then we're wondering, what's the purpose of doing this Proof album now? You know, why are they doing it now? And like in the press release, they said coming up on their 9th year, 9 years of being active, they want to look back and then, you know, get ready for that next chapter, which seems like they've been talking about the next chapter since last December.
Yeah.
And we thought that this was their next chapter.
We thought that this album would be their next chapter. Right. But this is continuing to go with the theme of like, the next chapter is yet to come.
Right.
But we're going to release this anthology album Proof mm-hmm. beforehand.
And I love the concept of like kind of rounding everything up in this anthology album.
Yeah.
So it makes me think of like, it seems obvious that their next chapter is like new music, new direction, new album potentially like later on this year or something with what they're teasing. So it kind of seems like to me, and I've seen like other theories about this, this is not like my original idea, but like, it feels like this is the end of like their youth era is what some people have been talking about, mm-hmm. And kind of like rounding up those 9 years. And I kind of wonder if this concept, this anthology was planned like before COVID.
Way in advance.
Because they came out with Map of the Soul 7, and that was like a huge, super personal album. One of their most personal albums to date. And then later on that summer would have been the anniversary of like that 7th year.
Yeah.
But then COVID obviously hit before that summer even came. And then
It
scratched all their plans. Mm-hmm. And so then they did 3 English singles and they ended up doing B, which we know they hadn't planned to do.
They did not plan B.
Right. Yeah. They said that they just did it because they wanted to do something during the pandemic, but it wasn't their plan. Mm-hmm. So I kind of wonder, were they planning on doing this back then and on those first 7 years capping off that youth era? And then, you know, they had re-signed another 7-year contract doing like, I don't know what it's going to be yet to come, but, you know, like, was that this plan? And COVID just threw it off for 2 years.
You know, but BTS and Big Hit have been doing this from the beginning. Like, we go back and with every comeback, I feel, there are signs or just like little Easter eggs that they put way back when mm-hmm. that we were like, man, they really had it all planned out. Like,
yeah.
I swear when BTS performed, they really did like plan out 20 years of their career. Just like,
yeah.
They had it all laid out. They knew what they were going to do. Yeah. So, I'm with you there. I do feel that Proof is this conclusion, mm-hmm. you know, kind of wrapping up certain, you know, just gathering it all together here mm-hmm. before they go on to this next chapter. I'm so curious what the next chapter is. Mm-hmm. Like they keep saying next chapter, and I'm just like,
yeah.
Like, I mean, can you like be more clear? Like, can we get anything else?
Yeah, it's hard. Yeah. It's hard to wonder about it.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and talk about how they announced this. They released this statement and they had this announcement pretty much at the same time. So they did this Proof logo trailer and it was like a YouTube live 5-minute countdown. And this was released on May 4th of this year, 2022. And this trailer took us through each era. And what I found really impactful overall was that each era had the date on it, and just watching the date count up, you know, as the video goes, seeing mm-hmm. their progression through the years, like going all the way from 2013 and ending in 2022. I mean, I'm getting chills just thinking about it right now.
How much time has come by? Yeah.
Much time has gone by, and how just seeing all of the eras, there's so much in that one video. Seeing all that they have done is just phenomenal.
Yeah.
It makes me so proud. It just seeing this trailer makes me excited for the anthology.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It also really shows how like versatile BTS is too. Mm-hmm. I mean, because you hear songs like DNA, and then you hear songs like
From Dark and Wild.
Yeah, From Dark and Wild, or Life Goes On, mm-hmm. and then you go into Butter and like Permission to Dance. You just really see how diverse their discography is in that short amount of, I mean, that 5-minute video, because it just goes through all their hit tracks from those albums.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do love seeing the clock at the top, just like changing the date to all the release dates of the albums.
Yeah.
That was really neat. And also neat to see how like each new album were like faded in and out, or how they were connected, especially like the Love Yourself eras, with like the Love Yourself Her flowers and the line being drawn and then being drawn over into like the leaves for Love Yourself Tear, and then over again into Love Yourself Answer with the hearts. Like, really neat.
It was beautiful production. Or even like the HYYH eras, like the letters slowly filled in and then it just switched from the part one to part two, just like in an instant. It was really beautiful and aesthetic. We really, both of us really focused in on the very first and very last. So the very first image was, of course, from the Too Cool for School era, and this is black background, all silver writing, all silver logo, and like the silver is like shiny.
Yeah.
So then when we, what'd you say?
Reflective. Like very shiny. Yeah.
So then when we get to the end, Bethany, you really pointed out how similar you felt they were.
Yeah. Because of that, that silver, you know, like in the block lettering too, with Proof, it's obviously like the ARMY and BTS doors that are spelling out Proof and have been designed to spell out Proof, but it looks so similar to the Too Cool for School lettering and that like silver block lettering that they have going on. I just keep thinking that like that silver almost looks like it could be bulletproof, just like shields, like how strong it looks, but also both of them are so reflective and shiny too. So I really feel that like Proof, the design that they did for Proof really was a callback to Too Cool for School.
Yeah. I mean, even like you said, the block letters, like the BTS block letters on the vest are even kind of similar to like when Proof ends up spreading out on the screen, like the block of those ones. And I just think it was an obvious choice for them to stylistically match these two eras. Like they definitely did it purposefully. It wasn't an accident that they're both like black and silver. They both have this shiny reflection to it. So yeah, it again, it feels like a full circle kind of moment, that like a capping off of an era. Very cool. And then of course, like the Proof spreads even further, and then the words "We are bulletproof" come up, which of course brings us back to the first era. Very cool.
We are bulletproof part two, that was on their debut album. So I love the title Proof. I really got excited for the anthology just seeing this like Proof logo trailer.
Yeah.
Some people thought it was like potentially going to be like a best of album, but the anthology is going to be different from that just because of all the demos, and we're getting five new songs. Like, I'm so excited.
Yeah, me too. I mean, okay, I've been saying, like I said this to Jordan, I was like, you know, like Love Yourself Her was our first comeback and that was only seven songs and one of them was a skit. So like five new songs in an anthology is like pretty much a whole new album.
It's pretty much a whole new album. Exactly.
Plus all the demos.
We'll
get to it, but
and I'm just thinking about anyone who is new to BTS now is going to have this three CD album that is going to be a huge display of all of their discography from the beginning, which is just fantastic.
Incredible.
Yeah. But aesthetically, the album, there's like a compact version and then there's like the full version of the album. And the compact version, it looks like it has more of a reflective
metal exterior kind of. I don't know.
It's not like holographic, but it has like this kind of
a little bit of a
feel for it. Yeah. It like has like the rainbow reflection on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it. I think it's so aesthetically pleasing. I think the Proof and how they use the ARMY and BTS doors is so neat to spell out Proof.
So smart. Really smart, great graphic design. I think the albums are just stunning. I think I might have to buy like both versions just because they're so pretty. I might want to display both.
I'm going to get both. Yeah. I pre-ordered the full one. And then I'm going to try really hopefully at Target to get the compact one.
Okay. I'll try to get the full one at Target so that way we can have both.
We can
like
have
that
both.
Day.
We gotta have both day of.
We got to. I love how the full sized one looks like it opens from the middle. Like it has a seam down the middle that like that's very interesting packaging to me. I'm excited. BTS's
albums.
Open up. They're just always beautiful. So yeah. Gonna be amazing.
Yeah, whoa. So you can buy it at Target or you can get it on the Weverse shop. Mm-hmm. There's the global shop and the U.S. shop. We just want to let you guys know that there's a little difference between the two. So if you order on the global shop, it is a little bit more expensive, but there is a special gift that is included with it. And then if you order on the U.S. shop, though, it will count towards like Billboard and charts and streams and all that. Mm-hmm. So kind of like pick and choose, maybe buy mm-hmm. one from one and one from the other, you know, just up to yeah. you.
Just what you want to do.
But just some FYI. Okay, let's get into the concept map when it was released. So the concept map, I feel like this is a very different design from traditional like concept maps that we've had in the past. Mm-hmm. So this one, it kind of looks like a large Target, or it could look like a platinum album or record. Mm-hmm. So in the middle, of course, it has like proof with like the army doors and all of that. But on the outer edges, in each like section of this like Target, they have it going from left to right, reading all of the dates and what's going to be released. Mm-hmm. So in it, we ended up seeing that we were going to get all of the track lists, and then that we're going to get this proof of inspiration that was going to be over the span of 7 days. Of course, concept photos. Then there were some question marks on dates. We're like, what is that? Mm-hmm. You know, what are these question marks? What does that mean? And then it was also announced that Yet to Come was their lead single on the album, and that it was also going to be the official music video. So we see that there's going to be a teaser. There's going to be a teaser that's released on YouTube Shorts, and then we'll eventually get the official music video at 12 a.m. mm-hmm. Eastern Standard Time, which mm-hmm. is also going to be the drop of the album.
Yeah. Can't wait.
Yeah.
Yeah. So honestly, we were just talking about how amazing the graphic design was on this concept map. It is so hard to read.
It is hard to read.
I mean, I'm kind of wondering if somehow it's going to like tie into any of the songs that you have to like rotate your phone around to like read the words on this concept map yeah. or like, I have no idea. I'm getting dizzy, but I'm glad that we...
It is. Yeah. Like I feel like aesthetically, it wasn't one of their most aesthetic looking concept maps. Mm-hmm. I ended up tweeting saying like, oh, we're all getting our cervical range of motion. Because of how much I'm having to tilt my head back and forth. Like, I'm really getting
right.
some good cervical range of motion right. exercises.
Nice stretching in there. Yeah. it does really look like a Target to me, though. Like, I really thought it looked like a record.
I love the idea of it being a record
because, yeah. like, we could get this album to go platinum. Like, how amazing. How amazing would that be?
I have confidence in that.
Yeah. We got the first, as of recording today, we got the first, like, proof of inspiration video.
Yeah, we'll get into the track list after this.
We got the
first proof of inspiration mm-hmm. video. So, just as of recording. So, we haven't received the other six members. But the first one was V. And for his video for proof of inspiration, I think it was playing 0 o'clock. And he was mm-hmm. talking about how he picked both Singularity and 0 o'clock for... the album, to be on the album. And he talked a lot about like there's the Kim Taeyang that he knows, and then there's V of BTS, and that he thinks of them as separate people, and that was kind of a confusing time, kind of just like having two identities, and that's really why he wanted Singularity to be on the mm-hmm. album, because he talks about that a little bit in that song. But he had gorgeous photos, which I don't know if it was him who took those photos. They looked somewhat familiar, like especially the LA ones. Mm-hmm. There were some in LA and then there were some in Las Vegas. And the LA ones, I felt like were some photos that he took when he was like in the car, like
right.
you know, from the car. So I kind of got that. We haven't really looked into it too much because it was just dropped today. But... it was really pretty, and honestly, like, he was really speaking from his heart, mm-hmm. like, telling all of ARMY, like, kind of what it's been like being V of BTS and Kim Taeyang at the same time.
Yeah. It was deep.
It was deep.
And it was, you know, thoughtful and pensive, and I just felt like he, I mean, I loved getting that even, little teaser of behind the scenes before the full album. That's what mm-hmm. it really felt like getting in his thought process here just a little bit.
Yeah, especially on the songs that he chose right. for the album.
Right.
Yeah.
Yesterday when we were doing research, we were just speculating like what Proof of Inspiration is going to be, but we hadn't really landed on anything. Mm-hmm. And so like this is just perfect to me, like what this Proof of Inspiration teaser could mm-hmm. have been. I love that now we're going to get each member's like explanation of the songs.
Yeah, their thoughts on why they picked what songs or, you know. I feel like they might continue with that theme of like what songs they specifically wanted on the album.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Bora had a tweet that really caught my attention, which was a theory that like they're potentially going to go in reverse order of their member debut videos, mm-hmm. which would just be like another full circle thing because yes. when the BTS members were announced before debut, Taeyang was the last one because he was like this like secret. But right before him was Jin. So like Bora had said, like if Jin comes next, like we can assume they might do this in reverse Yay. Teaser order, which is amazing.
That's really clever and cool. Yeah. Like, wow.
The details.
Yeah.
So the next things that we'll get are the concept photos. On the 28th and 29th, we'll get the Proof concept photos. And on the 30th and or 31st through June 2nd, we will get the Door concept photos. So we're kind of like speculating what the two different concept photos could be. And for the Proof concept photo, we're wondering if these are going to be of older eras, maybe like kind of keeping with that Proof theme, or maybe like pictures of them that are unreleased from past eras, or pictures of them like in the studio doing the work, like being the Proof of like, or like, you know, pictures of all of their like memo pads with lyrics scribbled all over them or whatever. Like, is it going to be Proof of their production?
Right.
That would be very cool.
That would be cool.
In this type of mm-hmm. album for sure.
I would also love to see older eras though. Yeah. Since they are pulling, you know, from all of their discography, like never before seen like photos from those eras. Mm-hmm. If we had never before seen photos of those eras of them behind the scenes, amazing.
Amazing.
let's just manifest both.
Yeah, put it all together.
I'm curious to see what the Proof photos mm-hmm. are going to be.
Yeah. And then for Door, like that concept title is a bit more difficult to like lay your finger on what it may be. Mm-hmm. But we feel like Door is indicative of like an entrance, and it feels like maybe entrance to the next chapter, mm-hmm. Like a hopeful looking forward. It kind of goes along with that yet to come theme. And then in Taeyang's Proof of Inspiration video, one of the pictures was like a cracked door, the bottom of a door cracked open. And I was like, oh my God, it's a door. Like,
it's a
what?
Door.
Yeah. So
going back to the doors, though, it just makes me think, like, this is so off topic, but it makes me think of when we were like speculating about Butter and we didn't know that they were in an elevator yet. And we were like, what door? Like, does it look like they're in a doorway? We were uh-huh. so confused. We're like, oh, that's an elevator door. Yeah. Doors.
They've had so many doors, so it could be anything. Yeah.
So on June 7th, that is the date where we've got three question marks. Mm-hmm. And everyone is thinking, maybe they're going to announce a world tour. I feel like that is the best gift, best outcome is an announcement of a world tour. That mm-hmm. would be amazing. I'm just thinking about like with TXT's comeback, they had a lot of like their concept photos released and stuff for their comeback. And then they had a world tour announcement, and then they had the release of their new song and album and all that. So just like kind of historically and chronologically, it's always been kind of that way where they mm-hmm. announce the world tour before the album is released. So that would be really fantastic if that happened with BTS, but also we just don't know with BTS anymore. Yeah. I feel like they are just a wild card question mark. You don't know. It's kind of hard to know what to expect.
Right. But as far as the two question marks on the concept map goes, if one of them were to be a world tour, we feel like that one, the 6-7, is more likely.
Yeah. Yeah. Because there's another question mark on June 13th, mm-hmm. which is their 9th anniversary. That is like their actual anniversary. Mm-hmm. So we've got two question marks, June 7th, June 13th. June 13th, we're just thinking maybe we'll get another music video.
Honestly, I would love like an anniversary music video. Yeah. You know, like I don't know what it would be, a brand new like single or something, or like, you know, a music video from a song from this album
from a song
that they
from the album
hadn't talked about yet, you know, just a surprise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. Totally plausible. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've had several albums where they've got two music videos.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's pretty, yeah, I feel like that's plausible. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or again, maybe a world tour announcement.
Right. It could be that.
It could be that. Let's hope that that's one of the dates. So on June 8th, they're going to have their Yet to Come music video teaser. On June 9th, they're going to have their Yet to Come music video teaser with the YouTube shorts. And then, of course, on the 10th, they're going to release it. So let's go ahead and talk a little bit about Yet to Come, which is the lead single.
Yeah. So Yet to Come was announced on May 6th of 2022. And ever since then, we have been eagerly awaiting its release. And all we really have to go off right now is just the cover art, which I think is beautiful. It's this this blue color that it just says Yet to Come in this nice font. And then underneath Yet to Come, the most beautiful moment, which is like immediately everyone's like, HYYH, what the fuck?
HYYH, it's finally back. We always think that HYYH is being pulled in, but we really just look like clowns. But here they are putting in parentheses, right, the most beautiful moment. It's like, okay.
Whenever you think it's over, it's not.
It's not.
It never is. But
they
had
to fuck with us one more time.
Most likely.
Before they conclude all of HYYH. Here.
Yeah. But on this cover, they have like the army doors, but they're all like white and, you know, not quite fully opaque. So they kind of are a little bit see-through and they just kind of go out from the center. And it kind of looks like placeholders for, you know, the eras yet to come, like the great albums, the great things that they're going to do.
I love that.
Yeah.
The placeholders. Yeah. Because it does look like they're not. They're not filled, that mm-hmm. they're there like waiting
yeah, for something. Mm-hmm.
Ooh,
yeah.
I just got goosebumps. Yes. Yeah. The color is really beautiful on it. And I just feel like when they announced that it was the lead single, Yet to Come really sounds so hopeful for mm-hmm. the future. Mm-hmm. Like yet to come.
Yeah.
You know, I really do love the sound of that. And so very curious with like the most beautiful moment, like that additional like quotation at the end of it, mm-hmm. like what quite that means.
Yeah.
But with like doors, we've been talking about like their next chapter, what's to come. Like it really just seems like Yet to Come is our entrance into that next chapter.
Yeah. It feels very hopeful. Mm-hmm. And like even this cover art is like that light blue, all of the white. It gives a hopeful, like serene feeling. I actually think this color blue because Namjoon posted it in his Instagram.
He did.
It's like a Pantone color and it's called Serenity. And so of course he fucking posted it and now it's the color used on their single and whatever.
It's all connected. Everything's connected.
Everything means something. Here we are again.
Everything means something. Wow. It's been a while since we've said that, but everything means something.
Everything means something with BTS. Mm-hmm. Well, let's get into the actual track list, what we really, really need to talk about.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go ahead and just get into the track list for CD1.
Yes.
First song already, we've got Born Singer.
Oh my God.
Yeah. This song is so cherished. This song means so much to ARMY. It means so, so much to BTS. It's never been released on an album before. So here we have like first song of the first CD of their anthology being Born Singer. I just think it's perfect.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
It's literally perfect. They could not have chosen a better first song for this entire album. Mm-hmm. It means so much. When they've performed it, it's been just passionate, heartfelt performances. Mm-hmm. And it's just perfect for them to embody like who they are right here at the beginning of the album. Right.
Which also means that J. Cole had to have given them like
permission,
his approval
to be able to sample his song Born Sinner.
Right
Very so cool.
That's just kind of cool too. And then from there on out we've got all of their hit tracks here. We've got
in order
so No More Dream, we got No, Boy in Love, Danger, I Need You, Run, and then we end up getting Fire, Blood, Sweat and Tears, Spring Day, DNA, Fake Love, Idol, Boy with Love, and then goes on to On, Dynamite, Life Goes On, Butter, and then Yet to Come, the most beautiful moment.
Right.
So it's like, okay, so we know Yet to Come, like it's for sure the lead single. We already know it's gonna like hit just as hard as like Fake Love and mm-hmm. Life Goes On does. Mm-hmm. Like, yes.
Yes.
Ah!
So perfect that, like, because we're like, okay, we know that they're getting Yet to Come, mm-hmm. or that they're giving us Yet to Come. Where are they going to put it on this?
Yeah.
And it just makes so much sense for it to be here at, like, the end of the first CD, right. with all of the other hit tracks. And especially, mm-hmm. like, I mean, that title at the end of a CD just feels so hopeful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That it's not over. There's more, obviously, Yet obviously. To Come.
Yeah, yeah, Yet to Come. Yeah.
We've got it produced by P-Daw. We've got RM, Max, Suga, J-Hope. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
We've got all the classic producers and writers here on Yet to Come.
Yeah, I love that BTS released these track lists with this style. So not only can you see all of the songs, but you can see who produced them, mm-hmm. who worked on them,
you
right
just
here.
See their names credited over and over.
Mm-hmm. Literally, you can see their names credited over and over again. Proof. That's what the fuck this is.
Yeah, yeah. It really is.
Yeah, it really is just proof. Proof of who they are.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go ahead and talk about the track list for the second CD.
Yes.
This CD starts with a new song, which is called Run BTS. And a lot of people were speculating, does this have something to do with their Run BTS variety show, which we all know and love very well. Also thinking, like, is this talking about how they've been constantly running for the past 9 years, super busy, always running towards something, you know, yeah. towards some goal, chasing some dream. A lot of things that this song could be about.
Yeah. I do think that it has to tie into their variety show since it is called Run BTS, mm-hmm. and they've continued to do Run BTS through the years, like to date. It's not going on right now as we speak, but like they've really been keeping up with it, and ARMYs cherish it so mm-hmm. much. You really get to learn who BTS is mm-hmm. through their Run episodes. So I feel that there might be ties to it. Maybe yeah. a little bit of the lyrics be referencing to some Run yeah. episodes, which will be really fun for
ARMY.
That'd
be so amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could see it being tied to the variety show just because of that. It's one of their like longest standing annual, you know, like things that they do. They always have Run, you know, seasons that come out. Mm-hmm. And like you said, it's how we get to know them so well. Yeah.
But I like the idea of BTS always running towards a dream. Mm-hmm. You know, they've always had goals, what they're going to achieve next, whether it's Billboard, Grammy, whatever.
Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. So I like, I could see it having that double meaning.
Yeah. It could. So mm-hmm. we'll see. But following this first track, what we get is a very cool album where each member of BTS picked a solo song and then a subunit song in fan chant order. Mm-hmm. So we get Namjoon's intro persona second, followed by Stay. And so I'm really excited to, as the proof of inspirations come out, to hear all of their reasoning
his
behind
input,
these songs,
yeah.
his input for these. For Jin, we got Moon and then Jamais Vu. Oh, just perfect.
I can't believe he chose Jamais Vu.
Incredible. And I can't believe he chose Moon. I love that he chose Moon for this CD, for this placement on the anthology album, because like we always talked about, man, we wish he could have performed that with ARMY.
It was hard watching Map of the Soul on that concert or won that concert that he wasn't able to be with ARMY to perform this song that he really made this song for ARMY.
Yeah.
You know, this is his thoughts and feelings towards ARMY.
Yeah.
So I'm really happy that he chose Moon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More reasons to have a world tour. Like,
right.
he needs to perform this.
If he gets to perform it, I will sob.
Yes. I'll cry the whole time.
I won't even sob. I will be so happy because it's just a great song. Like,
it's
it really is
song.
A feel-good song.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we get into Yoongi's song. He chose Seesaw, which I think is so perfect. I'm interested to know why he chose Seesaw over Shadow, because I think of Shadow as being like one of his ultimate great songs, mm-hmm. especially when it comes to solo tracks. But maybe he felt Seesaw fit better in the album as a, you know, the CD as a whole, or mm-hmm. I mean, I guess we'll see in his proof of inspiration what his, you know, real thoughts were.
Yeah.
But the subunit song he chose is Cypher Part 3 Killer, which, oh my God.
Kind of unexpected.
Yeah. I mean, but what a fucking song. This is unexpected because it has Supreme Boy on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think this is the Cypher that goes the hardest.
Oh yeah, I think so
with
too.
With the rap verses?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This song goes the fuck off.
Yeah.
And so like I love that this song is included. It's one of my favorite
Killer.
Like rap songs.
Yeah,
I mean. Yeah, it's great. And then we have Hobie doing Outro Ego. Perfect song for him to choose. Yeah. And then his subunit song that he chose is Outro Her, which is such a great song. And also, I love its appearance here because that was on our first album that we were ARMY for, yeah. our first
and
comeback.
I would say that ARMYs feel this is one of their most underrated songs, yeah. is Her.
Yeah, it really is. And it's such a great song.
It is. Yeah.
And then Jimin, he chose Filter. I love that he chose Filter like Serendipity. I mean, this is just so him. Mm-hmm. And then for his subunit, he chose Friends.
No. That's so cute. Like, to continue to see like that Taeyang, Jimin, like soulmate love here on the album. Yes. Like, it had to be.
It had to be. I mean, so like just thinking about World Tour, imagine them getting to perform this on tour.
Oh, yeah. Ugh,
would be amazing. Yeah. Yeah. For Taeyang, his songs came next. He chose Singularity and 0 o'clock.
Listen, I am so happy that Singularity is on here. Mm-hmm. When I saw that, like, we were kind of all speculating that they chose their own song and then a subunit song following their song. And to see that Taeyang picked Singularity, I was just fangirling to the max because I love Inner Child 2, but I just feel like Singularity is Taeyang.
It
like,
is it so
him. It really portrays, like, especially with the music video and that more soulful sound, it just has always fit his style. So I'm just really happy to see it presented here on the anthology. Like, that song deserves to be on the anthology. Like,
deserves to be anthologized.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Like, Singularity is legendary. It's never going away. It's one of the best.
Of all time, really, though.
Yeah.
It was Singularity, like, that whole, like, the whole comeback with Singularity starting.
For Love Yourself Tear? Oh, my gosh, my whole music video, the release of that before, as the trailer before Love Yourself Tear was dropped. I mean, that was life-changing for me. Like, I know this sounds really dramatic, but I was like, wow, I am so happy I stand. I'm so happy that I'm living in this moment right now to experience this.
To experience this, because it was just such art, and to see Taeyang performing this song. Yeah. And, like, I mean, it's his perfect music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then for him to follow it up with 0 o'clock, which is, like, already, I know, such a song that you connect with on a deep level and you love so much. And so for your bias to have chosen it 0 as his o'clock. Subunit.
I'm destroyed. I'm ruined. I'm just, like, so happy with his choices.
Yeah.
I'm, like, I'm happy with all of them. But I'm, like, wow, he really chose two of my all-time favorite BTS songs right here.
Yeah. Amazing.
Amazing.
And then Jungkook chose Euphoria, which I love that he chose Euphoria over Begin. I just think that it's like, I maybe like his more grown up version of Begin. It's not like quite the same music style, but
you're,
I think,
not
like
upset
thematically
that My Time, he didn't pick My Time.
Oh god, My Time. I mean, I can't even
I feel like some JK fans might be sad that My Time isn't on here.
I can't even talk that My Time isn't on here, because
but Euphoria,
I would have loved,
is so Jungkook.
Euphoria is so Jungkook. Like, I feel like he had his very sexy moment with My Time, and he was living in it, and he loved it.
He deserved that.
He deserved it.
Yeah.
But I feel
he
like Euphoria
deserved ARMY going crazy manic over him.
Yeah. But maybe we just would not survive the tour with that.
That's the truth. I mean, Singularity and My Time back to back.
No, god.
And 0 o'clock in between.
No. And like, Taeyang brought out the bed last time for Singularity for Love Yourself, like for Speak Yourself. So what is he gonna do now? Like,
right.
Oh my god. Yeah. And then Jungkook's like subunit song, one of my favorite tracks of all time, Dimple. I was so surprised to see Dimple show up here, because they've only performed it a couple times. I don't know that it's underrated, but I feel like as far as vocal line songs go, it's one of the like most underrated ones.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
And I love this song. It's such a bop. The choreography is amazing. Their voices are incredible. And it's such a feel good song. I love it. So
I do too.
Yeah.
I'm really happy with that choice.
I can't wait to hear Jungkook's thoughts behind he chose those.
Yeah. It's such a great mix of their discography too, between these subunit songs and their solo songs.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got Love Yourself Her that's appearing on here. We have Love Yourself Tear, Seven. It's really just a good mix. Even oh my gosh, I'm blanking. Persona.
Yeah. Even Persona.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Map of the Soul. Thank you.
Like, persona. Yeah, I mean, like, yeah. And so many different sounds. Mm-hmm. I mean, we go from like Cypher Part 3 to Her. Those are two rap songs, totally different.
Right.
Totally different style and vibe. The soulfulness of Singularity and like the EDM of Stay. I mean, just there's so much on this one CD.
Yeah. They just have such a rich discography. I can't emphasize that enough. It's such a great blend of all of it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's go on to track list 3. So for the third CD, we ended up getting quite a lot of new songs. But what was really exciting about the release of the third CD was I was really hoping we would get demos. Mm-hmm. And after the first and second track list, I was like, okay, are these just like the original tracks? Like, are we getting them re-recorded? Are we getting demos or anything like that? And it just didn't seem that way. So here with the release of the third track list, we see that we've got several demo versions. We've got like a demo version of Jump. What? Like, I mean,
amazing.
Amazing. And then we have a brand new song called Young Love, but it's actually like, from what we've heard, it's not like a fresh new song, that it's a song that they had like maybe previously put together, but it just never made its way onto an album before.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got Young Love, and then we also have the Boy in Love demo version. And then we also have a unfamiliar song called Quotation Mark, but again, we've been hearing kind of through the grapevine that Quotation Mark is like one of the older songs that maybe was previously recorded but didn't make it onto like an album or whatever. I'm very curious about Quotation Mark because it was produced by P-Dawg and written by P-Dawg, RM, and J-Hope.
Like, really?
Kayla, this is both of our double biases.
God.
Double RM and J-Hope? Like, what?
No!
And it's called Quotation Mark, which just makes me feel like it has to be kind of a diss track. I mean, I just get the idea of that. It might not be, but I really feel that with Quotation Mark.
It makes you think like when people put air quotes around something, or, you know, like you can be a little bit sarcastic or, you know, like you're implying something. Maybe a lot of subtext in this song. I expect it to be like a lyrically
dense. Yeah. Lots
for sure.
Pack. Yeah. I can't wait. And then we've got the I Need You demo version. And then we also have Boys With Fun demo version, the Spring Day. And then after that, we also have what I found to be super unexpected. I think ARMYs were really, like, they had no idea that we would get this. But Tony Montana
with Jimin.
Like, we had that one performance of Yoongi and Jimin doing Tony Montana.
Yeah. I can't believe this. I mean, what's crazy to me, like, all of ARMY were screaming, put dang on the, you know, on the third CD. Obviously, I think, like, we wanted that so badly. You and I were like, dang, please let us stream it after all this time. But getting Tony Montana, like, as a Jimin bias, as someone who fucking loves Man Yoongi.
Yeah.
I mean, I am just so excited. I was not let down or disappointed at all because I was not expecting Tony Montana. I mean, it's
no
not
one
even,
was.
It's an August D song. Like, it's not even a BTS song.
Right.
And like, it was on his like first mixtape. So what's it doing here? I just I love that it's here. I can't wait for it.
Yeah. I feel like we were a little let down by Dang not being on here, but I feel that just Dang is meant to be the song that's never going to be on an album. Like, I feel that BTS wants it to be that way, which, fine, whatever.
Yeah.
But this Tony Montana with Jimin on it really makes up for that. Like, it's just like, wait, hold up. We didn't get Dang, but we have Tony Montana with Jimin.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry, but what if...
No.
What if June 13th, the question marks, because Dang was a Festa song... What if on June 13th they're gonna like release like a Dang single or like a dang music video?
You're real DeLulu clown right now.
I know.
It's not gonna happen.
It's not gonna happen, but what if? Can we just dream for a moment?
Yeah. That would be amazing.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah. ARMY would freak out.
It'd be
over. The internet would break.
Yeah.
All right. So After that, we have Young Forever, but this is the RM demo version. So maybe it's just RM on it, which is kind of what we're expecting from that.
I can't wait for that because I love that song.
Yeah, it's a beautiful song. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we get to hear Namjoon singing it. Then we have Spring Day, the V demo version, which I think he already kind of leaked on Instagram a while ago. And then we have DNA, the J-Hope demo version.
It's going to be so amazing.
I already feel like J-Hope owns that song. So yes. To have his own like demo version of it is going to be great to hear him sing it start to finish. Mm-hmm. And then we have Epiphany. So both. Of course, Jin demo version. But like we have both Moon and Epiphany from Jin.
Perfect.
Amazing. Yeah. Also, just need to say that Spring Day is on this album twice. So Spring Day.
Queen.
Really queen. The queen.
Yeah.
We have Seesaw again. So two times, but Seesaw, which is the demo version, of course, is going to be Suga. And then what I was really blown away with, I was not expecting, is Jungkook Still With You, which is like one of his SoundCloud singles that obviously it's never been on an album or anything like that. But it's an a cappella version of Still With You. So we've got this produced by and written by Jungkook only song.
Oh.
Like it's just so amazing to have it on here. You know, I just never would have expected that it would be on here.
No.
So really a true surprise.
When we covered it in our SoundCloud singles episode, I remember you talking about like, it's a tragedy that we can't stream this song.
Yeah.
Like it is such an amazing song. You love it so much.
It's so jazzy and beautiful. And Jungkook's vocals are just gorgeous, but sexy. And just like, you really feel so much emotion with this song. Yeah. So to hear it a cappella without any instrumental, I'm like, oh my gosh. Praying for you, JK stands. And then the last song is For Youth. And this is a brand new song for the album. This is one of the new songs that they were anticipating to be released. Not something that was like previously recorded or a song that like just didn't make it on a new album.
Right.
This is like brand new for Proof. And so, yeah, For Youth is definitely the part of ARMY, you know, the adorable like, representatives for youth.
Like they've already said that this is like the ARMY song. So, you know, the ARMY acronym, Adorable Representatives MC for Youth. And then like, you know, so it being for youth and being the last song on the full album with all three CDs combined, I think is like so perfect.
It's going to be a BTS ARMY song.
I'm really excited about all these demo versions. I feel like with all the demos, it's going to seem like hearing this, or it's going to feel like hearing the songs for the first time because we've never heard these versions. You know, it's lyrics or melodies that we know so well, but anew with just like this member's like raw first form of the song.
And just even the production might be different at that time whenever they did the demo. The harmonies and even the melodies might be different too. So I'm very curious to hear the demos. And five brand new songs. We basically have like, this is like a new album in addition wrapped in with an anthology of all of their old discography too.
Could not ask for more.
I'm so happy.
So excited. Every single bit of info that we get about it, I get more and more excited for it. So predictions for the future of BTS after this, we've kind of speculated a lot about what is yet to come. What is that next chapter? Of course, you know, no one likes to bring it up, but on ARMY's mind constantly is that big question mark of enlistment and if they're doing that. So I feel like after this anthology, you know, a lot of people had said it would make sense for them to enlist after this and, you know, to go on. We have no idea, obviously, if that's their plan.
We don't know.
They could know, but we just don't. And so, but the hit track being yet to come and how hopeful it feels and all of the themes and all of the communication that we've got from BTS and from Big Hit, this is definitely not like BTS are ending or disbanding or not making music together anymore. If that was one of your worries or, you know, worries or fears with it being an anthology, because they have all, they still talk about how much they love being together and making music together. And they talk about making music years to come for the rest of their lives. And, you know, and this yet to come single, or not single, but like hit track, really alludes to that, that there's going to be another era. There's a whole new plan for what they're doing after this, you know, after their youth era.
There's an order to things, like Namjoon said. Yeah. There's an order to things. Yeah. Yeah. So definitely not the end. I know that some people were a little worried about that, or a little fearful. Like Kayla, you were especially like, I just don't know. Because Namjoon at the last concert was like, this is for real, the last.
This is the last. This is serious. Last. He brought it up so much. And yeah, when I first heard about the anthology, it wasn't a disappointment that it wasn't a full new album. Uh-huh. It was like a worry that it was the last album, you know? But the more that we get, the more that we learn about it, the less I feel like that.
I think there's just a lot up in the air, and that this just, they're going to find out soon where they can go from here. And so once they figure that out, I feel like this album is the perfect moment in time to conclude this like youth era, like you were saying before, or at least conclude HYYH, or kind of like wrap up this storyline or what's been going on the last 9 years. And they can begin this next chapter that Big Hit also keeps alluding to.
So, yeah.
I'm excited.
So excited.
Yeah. More to come. I feel like they could potentially have another album all ready to go. You know, they're just kind of waiting for things
to play out. They're talking about how busy they are with making music. Yeah. And this in itself is not a full new album of brand new tracks. So
even though it's 5 new songs.
Right. I mean, I'm sure it was very busy organizing and getting all together and like collaborating on how they were doing this album.
Yeah.
But with the way that Yoongi is talking about how busy it is with making music, it seems like.
I don't trust him.
I mean, well, maybe. I don't trust him. Of them, because they all talk about their mixtapes and their, you know, whatever, but it seems like, you know, he wouldn't exaggerate on that, and he's probably busier than just 5 new songs for the album.
So we'll see. All right, so our next episode is most likely going to be, it could be potentially like a part two of Comeback, but it might just be when Comeback happens. Like we're kind of planning it out, because I'm about to go on vacation. I leave for Greece actually before this episode even drops. So I'm going to be in Greece all the way up until May 31st. So I'm going on vacation, and then I'm coming back after like our normal times of recording. So that Thursday, we might end up having to take a couple week break here before we come back. But just know that when we do come back, we're going to be coming back strong, because we're going to be talking about Comeback. Like, we're obviously going to have an episode out that following Thursday of the release of the album to definitely talk about Yet to Come and the album itself. And we know it's already going to have to be like a multiple part series. Like, how are we going to talk about all of this, all the new music, in addition to like just the 3 CDs and the music video? Like, lots to come. So just wanted to give you guys kind of a forewarning that like we might have like a 2 week break here. We don't normally have that,
especially right before Comeback, but it's just how things are landing. And like, we will update you on social media, so if you don't follow us on like Twitter, especially follow us on Twitter, Standing BTS Podcast, because we'll update you on like if we're going to have an episode that week or if we're not going to have it. That first week of June should be an episode week, but just it may not be possible. It probably won't be. So, but yeah, like Bethany said, we will probably have like 3 or maybe even 4 episodes
in a row
once Comeback hits, because obviously we're going to have so much to talk about. We're going to want to talk about it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, we can't wait.
Seriously.
Comeback. Oh, we've been so waiting for this. Feels like forever.
Forever. But definitely looking forward to it. Hope that all of you Iconics enjoyed this episode, speculating about what we've learned of Comeback so far. We do want to say a special thanks to our supporters on Patreon, especially our VIP Iconics: Eileen, Michelle, Deja, Meg, Rachel, Robin, Crystal, Emily, Madison, and Holly. Thank you guys so much for all of your support. We love you and we appreciate you so much.
Yes, thank you so much.
If you enjoyed this episode, please reach out to us on social media, Standing BTS Podcast on Instagram, on Twitter. Write a review on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify. It means so much. It's so, so kind of you guys to do that. And of course, you can find links for all of those things, including the charity of the month, in the description.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for Standing BTS. Thank you.
Hey, I'm Kayla from Standing BTS. After you check out the latest episode of our show, be sure to check out some of the other great programs on Consequence Podcast Network, including Rootsland, an original story of two friends who take a musical and spiritual journey from the suburbs of Long Island to the streets of Kingston, Jamaica. The Opus is Consequence's original documentary podcast exploring legendary albums and their lasting legacies. So head over to consequence.net to listen to these podcasts and many great others.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.